Usually, I get a few fair number of questions from people who are going away from Pesach for Pesach about when they should do Bedikat Chametz. And this year, far fewer people will be going away for Pesach, but I suppose there'll be some, perhaps single people going back to parents and their bubbles, etc. So the question will come up. They're not going to be in at home on the night of Bedikat Chametz, which this year will be on the Thursday night, the night before the 13th, rather than the night before the 14th. So when should they do Bedikat Chametz? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph, says that a person who leaves their home within 30 days of Pesach and isn't going to be coming back before Pesach does have a chiyuv of Bedikat Chametz. But there are 6 points which need to be addressed as far as this is concerned. The first question is, when should the Bedikah be done? And the Mishnah Brura says that it needs to be done the night before they leave, just as Bedikah Chametz is usually done at night. So even if it's being done early, it should also be done at night. How should the Bedikah be done? So the Mishnah Brura also says that it should be done with a ner, with a candle, just like one does the regular Bedikah Chametz. Third question is about a bracha. Should a bracha be said, seeing as the bedikah has been done early? The Rama says that one shouldn't say a bracha. However, the Bi'ur Halacha brings the opinions of the Bach and the Pri Chadash that one should say a bracha. But the minhag is that we don't say a bracha if bedikat chametz is being done early. Question number four is, what about putting the pieces of bread around the house that one usually does for Bedikat Chametz? So as far as this is concerned, it might well depend on what the reason is for putting out the pieces of bread. The Acharonim give a number of reasons. One reason is so that it shouldn't be a bracha levatala. If you say the bracha and then there's nothing to be found, so then maybe it's not a proper bedikah, so therefore you make sure there is some chametz for you to find. Seeing as you're not going to be saying a bracha in this instance, then maybe you don't need to put out the 10 pieces of bread. On the other hand, some Acharonim say that the reason for putting out the pieces of bread is that you should check properly to make sure that there's chametz. If you've cleaned your house and you don't think there's anything to find at all, then you're not going to check properly. But if you know that there are 10 pieces of bread that you've got to find somewhere, you're going to look properly. In which case, in this case, also, you would need to put out the 10 pieces of bread. Of course, it should be noted that the 10 pieces of bread is, in any event, just a minhag and not me'ikah hadin. Question number five is, when should the biur be done? Any chametz that you find in this early bedikah, what should you do with it? Very often people say to me they're going to wrap it up and take it with them to Israel and they'll burn it there on Erev Pesach, so that's not necessary. Generally speaking, we burn the chametz on Erev Pesach in the daytime, but the Prima Gadim in Siman Taf Mem Hei says that if you do an early bedikah, you can actually burn the chametz the night of bedikat chametz straight after the bedikah. Why don't you have to wait till the next morning? Because the reason why we usually wait till the next morning is so that you'll remember to nullify any chametz that you've got left on Erev Pesach when you do the bedikah, when you do the biur, when you burn it. Because otherwise you might forget. But when you're doing an action, you'll remember to do the bittul as well. But seeing as you're not doing any bittul, any nullification at the time when you burn it on before Erev Pesach, so then you may as well burn it at night. The sixth question to address is, what about a person who's selling their house? Some people, they're going away for Pesach, they don't want to clean the house, there's lots of chametz in it, so they say, you know, I'm going to sell the entire house before Pesach, and then I don't need to do anything about it. So the Mishnah Brura at the end of the Siman brings a machloket between the poskim as far as this is concerned. According to the Makor Chaim, the Chai Adam, this is also the view of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You do need to do bedikat chametz, even if you're going to be selling the entire house, because in this instance, at the moment, this place is still yours, and when you've got a chiyuv. This is when you've got the chiyuv to do bedika chametz, and this property is still yours. It hasn't been sold, so you need to do a bedika. However, the binyan olam and the chatam sofer of the opinion you don't need to do a bedika, because by actually selling the house, that's how you're fulfilling the mitzvah of tashbitu, of getting rid of any chametz. And certainly if you're going to be somewhere on the night of Erev Pesach, when you're going to have to do bedika in the hotel room you're staying in, or the flat that you're staying in, or something like that, then you'll also be fulfilling the mitzvah of bedika. So you don't need to do bedika chametz in a place that you're selling. The Mishnah Berurah says that one doesn't need to object to that lenient opinion, but it would be best to actually sell the entire property. He talks about Mechirat Yud Gimel. That's presumably not where you're going away, but you're still going to be around, but you're selling half your house that you're not going to go into on Pesach. But if you were to sell your house before you go away, so then you wouldn't need to do bedika chametz at all. But it's brought down the name of the Chazon Ish and the Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. They didn't worry about that at all. So I'd say if a person's actually going away and selling their entire house before Pesach with its contents, then they don't need to bedika chametz before they go away. If they're going away to a place where they won't be doing bedika chametz, so they're going, say, to their parents for Pesach, or they're going to their children for Pesach, so you're getting somebody else's house, you don't do bedika chametz, the Baal HaBayit does bedika chametz. So in that case, what you should do is you should sell the whole house, but stipulate that there's actually one area that you're not selling. You're not selling the cupboards under the sink in the kitchen or something like that. And then the night before you go away, you should do bedika chametz in that area. Ad kan.